The psalm for this morning, Psalm 27, one that I've always loved because when we're in anguish, we need to go to God. And it says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And as I see that, without saying thank you for Strong's, the man that did all the research on the words, I say, "Wait on the Lord." Okay, that means just, you know, sit down and just wait. Nothing, just wait. Well, that word wait doesn't mean do nothing. And it doesn't mean be alone. Nope, it doesn't mean that. It means to bind together by twisting. Well, you don't bind together just with yourself, but instead we're going to bind together with God. I know, That one's taller, so that one's God, I guess. After I had that drawn, I thought, oh, gracious, where's my daughter? She used to do that for me. She used to make all the overhead for me. Anyway, what it means is to be expectant in binding together or twisting together with God. That's an action word. Wait is an action word. It doesn't mean do nothing, just sit and, you know, just sit in a chair and do nothing. It means to be actively involved in conversation with the Lord, actively involved in praising him, actively involved in thanking him. And that's what David did. Why? Because then we have a result. The result is be of good courage. And who's going to strengthen my heart? Who? Who's going to strengthen my heart? That little tiny word there. Can you see it? He's going to strengthen my heart. So I have to be bound together with him. I have to be in conversation with him. I need to be with him for him to strengthen my heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. David knew how to do this. He'd go to God. He'd pour out all his complaints. He'd gripe about everyone. He'd gripe about his circumstances. He was totally honest with the Lord in his waiting on the Lord. And as he did that, God would come into his heart and he would fill him with new thoughts. And he would go away at the end of the psalm. He would go away encouraged. He'd go away being built up in faith and with a whole new outlook on life. He went, in Psalm 27, he went in really down in this psalm. David was down, if you read it in the reading for today, yesterday and today. He was down and he was complaining and his enemies were all around him. But when he got up after he had waited on the Lord, he was up and he was really encouraged. Let's stand. Oh, first I'm going to share it out of the other verses, the other translations. Message. Stay with God. Take heart, don't quit. I'll say it again, stay with God. And Young's literal translation says, "Look unto Jehovah, be strong, and he doth strengthen thy heart. Yea, look unto Jehovah." Let's go back and let's stand and say this verse together out of the King James Version. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.